Oklahoma has the third highest teen pregnancy rate in the nation, and studies show that comprehensive sex education can help. But in Oklahoma, the decision to teach sex education is left up to local school boards. As State Impact's Jackie Fortier reports, two bills filed in the Oklahoma legislature would widen the optional curriculum, but it's still up to school boards if it's taught.
Chelsea McDonald just finished her shift as a nuclear medicine technologist at the Sealing Regional Medical Center. She's still wearing her teal scrubs when we meet at the Crooked Arrow Cafe during the dinner rush. She used to work as a waitress here for years, including when she was a pregnant high school student.
When you hear teen pregnancy, you think that would never be me or that would never be my kid. And then all of a sudden, you know, it is. It could literally be anybody. I would not have picked me out as somebody who would have been a teen mom until I became one, obviously.
McDonald doesn't remember getting any education on safe sex, pregnancy prevention, or sexually transmitted diseases when she attended Sealing Public Schools. But 5 years after graduation, she can rattle off the STDs that she says were prevalent in the student population.
Chlamydia would be one, HPV, herpes. Those are some that I know were definitely going through our school.
About half of states mandate sex education in schools, though parents can opt their kids out. But in Oklahoma, the decision to teach sex education at all is left up to local school boards. When it is taught, it doesn't have to be medically accurate, and schools are required to stress abstinence.
Even in states that mandate sex education, the local district or the local school board may be determining the curricula.
Elizabeth Nash is the senior state issues manager at the Guttmacher Institute, which studies reproductive health.
Not everybody's getting the same education, and not everybody's getting the same information, when in fact this education is so important.
Oklahoma's teen birth rate is already one of the highest.
Oklahoma ranks 48th among all states for its teen birth rate, which means that we have one of the highest teen birth rates in the developed world.
Laura Lang is the CEO of Thrive, a collaboration of nonprofits that work together to reduce teen pregnancy in Oklahoma County. She says mainly in the metro areas of Oklahoma City and Tulsa, comprehensive sex education is being taught in schools, and the teen birth rate is going down.
But in some rural communities, other districts may not have that same access to organizations that are trained and well-equipped to provide those trainings.
Two bills filed in the Oklahoma legislature could widen the optional curriculum around teens and relationships, but retain that crucial local control. Senate Bill 50, introduced by Democratic State Senator George Young of Oklahoma City, would require school districts to host a communication training to teach parents medically accurate sex education so they can talk to their middle and high school students. In the House, Representative Jacob Rosecrans has filed a bill nicknamed Lauren's Law, which would require special training for teachers on consent and safe and healthy relationships. Rosecrans says it would be up to the school board how to teach the students the material.
We're going to add this idea of consent and healthy relationship to, first of all, the professional development part, and then so that schools can decide if they're going to roll that out themselves.
Both bills failed last year. Rosecrans says Lauren's Law still enjoys bipartisan support and thinks the turnover at the state legislature will help get it passed.
These people got elected in these spots where much more conservative people were. They got elected on a platform that said, I'm a moderate. So for me, I see more hope.
But even if lawmakers approve the legislation, the measures won't change sex education in Oklahoma.
If we can teach, you know, math and reading and all those things, it's important to also teach us about our own bodies, you know.
8 out of the 10 counties with the highest teen birth rates in Oklahoma are rural or mostly rural, like Dewey County, where Chelsea McDonald grew up. She isn't sure if she would have gotten pregnant as a teenager if comprehensive sex education were available at her rural school system. McDonald thinks schools should at least teach and answer teenagers' questions about biology rather than relying on parents.
They don't have all the medically accurate information, so to have somebody teach your kid, and I would prefer this, versus me that just knows what they're talking about. I'm 100% behind that.
More than 5 years after high school, McDonald still gets calls and texts from local teenagers who think they may be pregnant, asking for her advice. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.